Dr. Karpinski dictating amount. I am in. Corey, C-O-R-Y, Leeds, L-E-E-D-S. Corey Leeds is a 46-year-old male and reports he was injured at work on 11-9-22. He was working in a hole with shoring the front of the hole caved in. Parity turned to get away, and asphalt hit his legs and flipped him onto his side. Parity, as a result, he believes he injured his neck, back, and hips, and was seen at Atlantic Care Medical Center emergency room the same day. Parity had further evaluation and treatment, including neck fusion by Dr. Sabo, but is unaware of his final diagnosis. Parity has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Leeds was seen at the emergency room on 1/5/23. Period. He stated about 2 months ago he was involved in an accident at work where he tripped over a water main landing onto his left side. Period. Since then he had pain to the mid-thoracic area. But he also had progressive numbness from the left shoulder down to the left lower extremity and describes weakness to the right lower extremity. Period, he did not have weakness to the left lower extremity or left upper extremity. Period. He was examined and diagnosed with cervical disc herniation and edema of the spinal cord. Period. He then clarified that he was injured on 11/9/22. Period. He was also thought to have Brown-Séquard syndrome / cord edema at C6-7. Status post anterior cervical discectomy and instrumented fusion at C5-6 and C6-7 with microsurgical decompression and placement of skyline, titanium plate and screws and vertical raft allograft prosthesis and graft on DBM 1/7/23. Period. This was after he quickly underwent surgery. Period. The surgical report shows on 1/7/23, Dr. Sabo performed anterior cervical discectomy and instrumented fusion at C5-6 and C6-7. With microsurgical decompression and placement of skyline, titanium plate and screws, and vertical raft allograft prosthesis and graft on DBM. Pair the postoperative diagnoses were C5-6 and C6-7, herniated disc with myelopathy, tuma cord compression, comma, and cord injury. Period. He participated in rehabilitation postoperatively at Bacharach on 2/21/23. Appeared they noted he had been transferred there first on 1/10/23 through 1/24/23 and was now receiving outpatient physical and occupational therapy. Period. In terms of his initial evaluation at the hospital, they noted MRI of the brain was unremarkable. Period. Cervical spine MRI revealed a posterior disc protrusion and compression at C5-6 with cord edema. Period. Was admitted and received intravenous Decadron and neurosurgical consultation. Period. Upon exam, he had myelopathic findings of incomplete spinal cord injury with hemisensory deficit and weakness of the right lower limb, as well as upper motor neuron findings in the arms and legs. Period was then taken to the emergency room by Dr. Sabo on 1/7/23. Period. Dr. Anmuth, A-N-M-U-T-H, wrote on this progress report that in addition to the traumatic herniation with incomplete spinal cord injury, he had hemisensory deficit and neuropathic pain, comma hypertension, comma neurogenic bladder improved and off Flomax, comma sexual dysfunction following spinal cord injury also resolving, comma reports ability to have erection and ejaculation. Period. He was not clear to return to work at that time. Period. He participated in a functional capacity evaluation at Strive Physical Therapy on 8/10/23. Period. He demonstrated the ability to perform 70.4% of the physical demands of his job as a laborer. Period. He put forth reliable effort. Period. He was deemed capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period. Physical exam. Extremities. Upper inspection revealed amputation of the left small finger. Period. There was a rough texture to his hands bilaterally. Period. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower. He wore jeans. Limiting proximal visualization and pinprick testing. Period. Deep tendon patella reflexes were 3+ bilaterally and 2+ at the Achilles. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+ right hamstring strength, comma 5- for quadriceps strength, comma 3- for extensor hallucis longus strength, and 3/5 for plantar flexor strength. Period. Strength was 5/5 on the left. Period. Under general appearance, he did wear a yellow workman's vest. Period. Spine cervical. Inspector revealed a well-healed right anterior transverse scar consistent with his surgery. Period. Active rotation right was 50 degrees and left 40 degrees, comma. Side bending right 20 degrees and left at 15 degrees, comma. Flexion 15 degrees and extension 30 degrees. Period. Was tender at the paravertebral musculature bilaterally in the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Thoracic, he was tender at the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Lumbosacral, he ambulated with a foot drop on the right. Period. He could stand on his toes, but not on his heels. Period. Changed position slowly and was able to squat to 30 degrees. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 45 degrees. Period. Extension bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully. Period. And the rest of that section is normal impressions. On 11/9/22, Corey Leeds was working in a hole when the shoring at the front of the hole caved in. Period. He then was struck about the legs by asphalt, causing him to flip over onto his side. Period. He currently states he went to the emergency room the same day. But his described date of incident of 1/9/23 does not correlate with that in the documentation of 11/9/22. Period. He gradually experienced symptoms over the next several weeks with progressive neurologic deficit. Period. He did go to the emergency room on 1/5/23. Cervical disc herniation, comma, edema, comma, and edema of the spinal cord. Period. He quickly underwent surgery by Dr. Sabo, as noted above. Period. He remained at a rehab facility for a few weeks afterwards. Period. He then had an FCE on 8/10/23, as noted above. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found him to have increased patella reflexes bilaterally, but no clonus, period. He had some weakness in the right lower extremity and a drop foot on that side. Appeared he could stand on his toes, but not on his heels. Appeared he had decreased active range of motion at the cervical spine, but negative Sperling's maneuver. Appeared he had a rough texture to the hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. New paragraph. There is 15% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine. Period. Mr. Leeds has made a very good recovery considering the extent of his injury. Period. Remains highly functional. Period. And that is the end.